At a Favrengen, the Rebbe was speaking to the Bachrim about the great importance of using out every second to go higher and higher. The mila of holding every moment precious is double-fold. Firstly, time lost never returns. Everybody is given a set amount of days and seconds to accomplish everything that lies upon them. And when one misses a day, it's an aveda that doesn't come back. Secondly, through one's aveda today, his aveda tomorrow is much higher. Like it says, one who has 100 wants 200, and one who has 200 wants 400. So too here, if today one accomplished 100, then he will now want to steig to 200 and so on. The Halakha Zohar explains the pasuk Va'avram Zakin Baba Yamim, that Baba Yamim means he did not miss a single day of his lifetime in Avedus Hashem, and all of the days of Avram Avinu's life were complete in serving Hashem. The Rebbe writes, from the Eitzes for laziness, one should be mizboinen often in the Teuchen of Tanya, from the beginning of Perek Mem Aleph, and Igeres HaKodesh Simen Chaf Aleph, and in the concept of time, that once lost, it won't return. The Rebbe writes in Hayom Yom, the Rebbe Rashab was once told that the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim would always count. The Rebbe Rashab was very fond of this vort, and he said, so is the Inyan HaAveda. The hours must be counted, then the days are counted. When a day passes, one must know what was accomplished and what still needs to be done. In general, one must see to it that the tomorrow should be a lot nicer than the today. A story is told. In the year Tavshin Dalet, the Rebbe was davening at the Yomet for his father. Once, he came at the 770 and asked what time might it will be. When he was told about a quarter or 20 minutes past the hour, the Rebbe made with his hands and said, 5 minutes is nothing? The Friedeke Rebbe said at a Favrengen, one must guard the time. One must accept the oil of Torah. Every zman, every day that passes, is not only a day, it's an inyan in life. The days go, as it says in Yerushalmi, Yom Nichnas v'Yom Yotze, Shabbos Nichnas, then Chodesh, then Shana. The Rebbe Rashab said, B'Shem, the Alter Rebbe, a summer day and a winter night is a year. In the year Tafresh Nun Aleph, in the month of Menachem Av, when the Friedeke Rebbe was 11 years old, he was arrested for protecting another Yid from a cruel police officer. He describes the entire incident in length in his Rishimis. At one point, while in his prison cell, he thought to himself, I'm here, just like my Halakha forefathers, sitting in prison. I should spend the time with words of Torah. Since he already knew the Sdarim, Zraim, and Moed by heart, he began to chazer them. He continues to relate how he kept on hearing a wailing sound in his dark cell. Meanwhile, he davened mincha without tachnun because of the great chus to be arrested for the sake of another yid. He finally discovered the source of the noise by lighting a match. It was a calf tied up with a muzzle on its mouth. He went through Seder Zrayim and started Seder Moed. Before he finished, he was released. Later, when his father, the Rebbe Rashab, heard of the whole incident, he complimented him that he was able to chazer Mishnayos Bal-Peh. Otherwise, what would be the advantage of him over Lahavdil the calf, which also sat in prison? The Friedeke Rebbe concludes, these words engraved in my mind and heart, that one must prepare tzedel aderech, food for the way, in learning Torah by heart. So in any situation, one should not waste his time from divrei Torah. Someone wrote to the Rebbe that he's too overwhelmed and is only keeping the shir of Chumash Rashi, and requests to be freed from the shiurim of Tehillim and Tanya. The Rebbe responded that the learning is for his good, and by freeing himself from the learning, he's freeing himself from the good results that the shiurim bring. And concerning the lack of time, success in time comes from above, as we clearly see that the same person sometimes will learn something easily and clearly, while at other times, even after much effort, the matter is still not clear. Just like by mitzvahs we say, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, through doing one mitzvah it becomes easier to do another, so too when it comes to learning, it becomes easier to understand and clearer. At a Fabrengen, the Rebbe spoke to the Archim, who were getting nervous about their flights back home, that he once saw the Friedrich Rebbe involved in a deep matter right before an important trip. To the Rebbe's amazement, the Friedrich Rebbe explained in the name of the Rebbe Marash that Hatzlacha in Zman is when one is fully involved in what they're doing and nothing else exists. The example is brought from the Rashba, who gave 3 shiurim a day, answered letters, was a doctor, and found time to take a walk daily. And this is in addition to his personal shiurim. The Rebbe concluded, right now, Kennedy Airport doesn't exist, El Al doesn't exist. It's just that we're in the Dalai Lamas of the Bali Lula. Reb Chaim Leib Itkin, a nephew of the Rebbe's father, Reb Levick, related the following episode. My parents lived in a town 5 hours by train from Yekaterinoslav. I was once visiting my uncle on Mitzvah Shabbos, and I was schmoozing with him about different topics. When it was already 9 o'clock, I stood up to take leave from him, but Reb Levi Yitzchak held me up, saying, "You anyways have a train ticket, so what's your rush?" I stayed for another half an hour, and then got up to go. But again, he held me back. Out of no choice, I returned to my place. When the time was getting close to 10:30, I couldn't stay any longer. Despite his requests for me to stay, saying, "The train will anyways be late," I went on my way. When I reached the train station, there was only 3 minutes remaining till the time the train was meant to leave, and I quickly rushed into a car. But the train is not moving. A half hour passed, and another hour passed, and the train is still in her original spot. Hours and hours passed, and we didn't move from our place. The end was that I got home at 11 o'clock noontime the following day, much later than the regular time. Only then did I understand why Reb Levick begged me so many times to stay with him and not waste my time going to the train station. From then on, I had a completely new derech eretz for him. I realized that his eyes can see very far. He just hides it from other people. This week, Parshas Re'eh, it's Shabbos Mevarchem HaChodesh Elul. The Yemei Ratzin of Elul are a time of cheshbon for the past year, and a time to prepare for a ksiva v'chasima toiva for the coming year. May we be zeiche to a ksiva v'chasima toiva with the Geula Shleima right now. Hatzlacha Rabba. The phone line will Amir Tashem be updated on Monday, Chav Zayin Menachem Av.